we know you are continuing to observe the shaking up of your world, shall we say. And it is good to know, but also good not to get lost in all of the shaking and upturning that is happening. The one thing we can say is, we believe now you can see that there are people fighting for the light, trying to do the best thing for everyone in the circumstance that they are in. And for those sad years before this, that was completely missing. And so we are going to have the overturning of scandals and the re-aiming of all manner of things. And we are going to hold for the good in all that. But we want to do that without getting lost in how it is all coming about. So in your own lives, as we are making these changes, you may notice that you are feeling some upheaval. Even when the change is for the good, even if it is an improvement, still our resistance to change in the human condition is quite formidable. We would encourage you not to judge it when you feel it, but rather to find the part of the change that is good for you and focus on that and try to keep your focus there. And that means many, many things around you are going to need to be released, let go of, because your way is going to be new, because the energy now is changing, and there are going to be new things for you to do, new things for you to see. We cannot predict that for you now, we know, but your world is shifting and changing. And while you can focus on those who are pushing toward the light and pull energy away from those who are pushing for darkness, you will be very well served in all of that. We want to mention two things. We want to mention the importance of your focus in any given situation. And again, we do not recommend the evening news, but when you are tuning your ears to the things that are hopeful, to the things that are good, when you are deliberately doing that, then what you are doing is you are creating an energy field around you that is going to perpetuate your growth in the direction that you want to grow. We are not saying do not know that there is darkness, because of course there is, but we are saying do choose to focus on the part of the world that is looking for light, because that is the part of the world that you really want to join. And we would like to talk about a second thing, which is always relevant in times of change. Whether you think you are directly impacted or not, you are. You are being impacted by change. But that is the ability to let go of emotions that are bad for you. And what you must do in order to let go of emotions that are bad for you is, you must be sure that you do not try to give the emotion itself meaning. When you do that, that means you are locked into the emotion. Now, you are very intelligent women, and so one of the challenges always is how to stay out of analyzing every living movement in your life. We are sure that you know what we are talking about. But in that analyzing, sometimes you are inadvertently holding on to the things that produce negative feelings. And as you know by now, I'm sure, all of the analysis in the world will not change another person. And it will not actually even change a situation. So part of your power is in the understanding of that and the refusal to hang on to that emotion and give it meaning. Emotions in and of themselves do not have meaning. They are emotions. They are many things that are felt, but very often it is your job to discern whether or not you are going to try to hold on to this emotion or to try to change it or to try to analyze it or give it meaning. That is not a good use of your time. If the emotion is not good for you, then your job is to say, ah, an emotion. I see, fine, I will have some tea while it moves through. And learning to do that in your own way, whatever your method may be of doing that, is a truly wonderful thing for this time. So as you are walking through and noticing your feelings, remember that the trap of the feelings is to make them something more than a feeling. It is a feeling. It does not mean, of course, that in your balanced state, you may not think about what is best for you or what is good for you, but to do that without attachment to a negative emotion, that is truly a spiritual gift. So we wanted to bring those things to you. And we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply, easily. Feel the energy of peace all around you. And know that where you breathe in that peace, you are comforted and soothed and healed. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel the energy of the universe above your head, waiting to honor you, to fill you, to heal you, to make you strong and wise, abundant and loved. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe pouring into your head. Let the crown open more widely so that you are better able to receive what is best for you, what is fine for you. And feel that light pour into your third eye and awaken the third eye so that the intuitive part of you becomes strong and clear. Feel the flow of light into your throat and let that light displace any communication that does not love and respect who you are at this moment. If it does not, it should not be in your throat center, and this golden light will send it away. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart center. And let that golden light nurture the garden in your heart. And feel the energy flow into your solar plexus and displace for you any emotions that need to leave now, so that the light of the universe shines brightly in your solar plexus and makes a place for joy and love and creativity. Feel the flow of light down through your body into the second center, and feel the power of this light to displace shame and judgment and any old patterns of self-abuse that might be caught there. All gone. And the beauty of the waterfall in the second center is what takes over and washes away for you anything that comes into your life that you do not need to hold. Feel the golden light down through your body and into the root. And let that golden light begin to strengthen the root, so that it is able to formulate for you the information you need for the path that is coming to meet you. And feel that preparation being made now. Let that golden light spread through your body. Go to any place where there might be discomfort or pain, and let it heal. Let it heal, because you are loved by the universe. Release anything that you do not wish to take forward with you. Now go into your heart center. See the beautiful place that you've made here, the beautiful things that are growing here, the comfort, the protection that is here for you. And see that a path becomes illuminated, and allow yourself to walk to that path. And allow the path to take you upward. And know that all the energy on this path is for you, for your nourishment, for your growth, for your comfort and your protection. This path is for you. Come to a place now that is a place of focus. And allow this place to give you a symbol. and illuminate that symbol. And know that you will keep this symbol with you for a time when it will be of great help and inspiration to you. Continue to walk up the path and see that there is an animal waiting here for you, an animal with whom you share a spirit. Know the animal without judgment. And be grateful for the thing you share. Now move upward to the place of the gift. And resting the mind, look at the golden table where your gift resides. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, come back down the path, breathing in the energy that is your energy, that restores you, that makes you light. And come again into your heart center. And breathe into your center. And when you've grounded yourself in your center, open your eyes.